Welcome back. This is Tooling Tangents. Here we go.
Dude, that was the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, a little programming.
Literally, yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look closely because that can't happen.
I'll take
that
a look
can't
at it
happen
later.
Today.
No
Ooh.
Worries.
Ooh, buddy.
But as I was saying, taking your phone calls, your tangents, text 844-967-2789. You can also tweet us at Dueling Tangents. Big headline of the day. The former president is coming to southeastern Wisconsin. Going to be coming to Waukesha to stump for Tim Michaels in the GOP gubernatorial primary on Friday, August 5th, the Friday before the August 9th partisan primary. So that's going to be coming up. That is the big news. But we've also, this is something, Evan, that I didn't get to watch the debate, but this is something that I saw as a headline today going through, catching up on the news after being gone this weekend. The headline over at Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org, Republicans signal support for paid family leave in governor's debate. And I find this fascinating because...
Fascinating.
It is fascinating because I can't imagine there's anything else other than just maybe trying to virtue signal after the post-Roe v. Wade being turned over by the radical U.S. Supreme Court. And I don't really... because. Regardless of what any Republican candidate says on this issue, there's no way that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, or the Republican majority as a whole, or their interests like ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, or more locally here in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, the state's largest business lobby. There's no way that any of those other participants in the process of making legislation like paid family leave would go along with that proposal. It is a test balloon to try to see if they can reclaim some of the voters that I think Republicans are going to lose this fall in the November elections because of the radical overhaul of 50 years of legal precedent in the overturning of Roe v. Wade. There is no support whatsoever from Republican lawmakers to pass paid family leave, and yet somehow these Republican candidates are getting the good press for floating the idea that maybe they would support paid family leave in Wisconsin. So reading from the piece over by Sean Johnson at WPR, the Republicans running for governor signaled varying levels of support for paid family leave during a GOP primary debate Sunday, backing a position that's previously been supported by Democrats in Wisconsin. But on other issues, and we're not going to talk about the other issues, because I want to talk specifically about this issue. On the issue of paid family leave, Michaels was clearer. Candidates were asked about South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem's suggestion that paid family leave should be offered in states with abortion bans. Michaels, referencing his family construction company, said he leads by example. So because he does offer it as an employer, he believes that he could get it to... I don't understand that. I guess it's great that Michaels' construction employees have paid family leave, but there's no way. There's no way that a Tim Michaels administration, a Michaels administration, would get paid family leave passed by Robin Voss and LeMahieu.
And I am over this whole notion that government is equal to business.
It's okay? A terrible
it's
comparison.
Just not. Being business is transactional. Employee, employer. You know, there's this back and forth. There are laws. You know, there's it's a relationship in a different way than leading a state.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a completely different relationship. And the fact that Tim Michaels is like, oh, I'm leading by example, but means he believes he could just get it passed. I guess it's slightly better than Clayfish just saying she was open to the idea. She was a previously a lieutenant governor. She served in an executive administration here in the state of Wisconsin. And I believe the state of Wisconsin, I actually don't know what the paid family leave option is. I don't think it's... State employees, I do not believe, have a solid paid family leave option. So maybe if Michaels got elected, I just don't believe that he'd make it happen.
Not at all. They're talking about this $5.3 billion surplus that Wisconsin has as sort of...
3.8.
Excuse me. If only, right?
It's a lot of numbers. If only. Yeah, if it was even that higher, but they'd still be sitting on it. They'd still be sitting on it to do tax cuts.
That we need to, we need to cut, we need to get rid of taxes. Not even cut taxes. We need to get rid of stuff on our income taxes. We need to stop having taxes.
They
want to
get rid of the personal.
Schools.
They want to eliminate the Republican lobby and lobbyists and Republican special interest groups have floated the idea of removing the income, the personal income tax here in the state of Wisconsin. That's what Republicans want to do. To believe that there would be any mechanism or anything resembling paid family leave in a 2023-2024 Republican administration state budget is comical. There's no way that anything like that happens. And maybe I am getting cynical.
Maybe
I should be more open and try to take it in good faith, but
no, please.
It's been a really repeat history of bad faith arguments from these actors in the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin. And there's just nothing in their recent past that shows me this would be a serious proposal pursued by any Republican administration. Michaels, Clayfish, or that other crazy guy that, you know, is running on decertification.
Oh my goodness.
I don't even know what his
Rantham's
options
were. They ate it up all night. He had the biggest applause lines of the whole night.
Yeah, Trump has the biggest rallies, which is why people think that he's so great as well, but he is certifiably insane still. So it's definitely, I don't think the applause lines are necessarily the best indicator of whether or not that would be the best candidate. So we'll leave that up for another day, Evan. But Republicans proposing, GOP gubernatorial candidates proposing paid family leave as an option if they get elected. Possibly? I doubt it. I truly, truly doubt it. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian, with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.